Now, the budget policy statement we were talking about earlier on has been a bit of a sobering reality check. Nicola Willis told us earlier that the surplus for 26-27, the financial year, is definitely off the table, but she still wants to get back to surplus in the following year, 27-28.
What I've been humbled by in recent months is just how much those economic forecasts have deteriorated. So we are conscious of that, but we want to chart a responsible course back to balanced books and paying down debt. So we want to achieve a surplus in the 27-28 financial year.
Janae Tiptroney is the Herald's Wellington business editor. Hey, Janae.
Hey, Heather.
You reckon it's possible to get back to surplus in 27-28?
Yeah, look, it's always possible, but it will definitely be difficult. And, you know, as Nicola Willis just said, the economy is not growing as quickly as expected. And actually in the past as well, the revisions that Stats NZ has done to our GDP figures show that it has actually been slower than we thought over the past little while. So, you know, that's not a great starting point, because if the economy is not growing as much, the government doesn't receive as much tax, which makes it harder to get the books out of deficit.
Yeah. Is she still, because the report that I got earlier was that Nicola Willis is still sticking with the tax cuts, but is starting to change her language ever so slightly to say it's going to focus on middle and lower income earners. Now, is that just changing the communication of it, or is she changing the scope here?
It's really hard to know at the moment. I think the issue is that Cabinet hasn't actually approved the tax cuts just yet. So all three coalition parties have slightly, different things that they want to see from the income tax changes. And they haven't actually officially agreed to what they're going to do yet. So that's why I believe Nicola Willis has been a little bit funny when asked about it. She hasn't definitely committed to what National campaigned on. But you're right, she did highlight that today, say that they would be targeted at low and middle income New Zealanders.
Janae, is it possible that New Zealand First is the political out here? That New Zealand, that basically they trim the tax cuts right down, and they come out and they say, we couldn't get it past Winston. Winston put the kibosh on it.
Well,
is that possible?
I mean, that is quite possible. And because Nicola Willis has painted this picture of a, you know, really bad economic backdrop, that's definitely a possibility. I would say, though, I am, treating the finance minister's comments around the economy a little bit cautiously. It is not surprising at all that the economy is doing so badly. I mean, the Reserve Bank is engineering a recession. All around the world, there's talk of whether there'll be a hard or a soft landing, you know, from this COVID period. The fact that the economy is not doing well is not surprising, and it shouldn't be leaned on to mask the government potentially not delivering on what it campaigned
on. What you're saying is, when she kept on reiterating her promise that we would get the tax cuts, she did it knowing full well that this is the position we were going to find ourselves in come March.
Not sure if I'd go that far, but I just think that it was impossible for them ever to get the books back to surplus quickly, provide tax cuts, do all of those things. It was always a tough ask, and it was always a tough ask against the economic backdrop, you know, that we have. The economy, there was always a risk that it wasn't going to perform as well as expected. So achieving that was always going to be difficult.
It's a fair point that you make, Janae. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Janae Tiptroney, the Herald's Wellington business editor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.